listening to the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show, coming to you from the J Spot.
All right, everybody, it is that time again. Thanks for tuning in. It is the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show, where each and every week we do what? We count down the top 10 R&B jams in the country. I am your host, J. Anthony Brown, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, the Steve Harvey Television Show, Emmy nominated.
Woo, that's this week.
But you know what? I could not, would not, ain't not going to do it by myself. So riding shotgun is Amaya Visha. What's going on, Maisha?
Hey, I'm so excited about your guys' Emmy nomination.
Oh, that's this week.
Isn't that is
right?
This weekend.
Sunday
actually,
night, we'll know.
By Sunday night,
we will know. We won. All right. Yeah. Anyway, for me, everybody else says being nominated is just good enough. That's a bull. I want to win. This is wild. All right, it's time for the Hotter Than the Mofo Report. When you hear the word hot in any song, that means it is time for the Hotter Than the Mofo Report with my girl, Maisha. What you got?
All right, Jay, there's wedding bells.
Ain't for me, right?
No. TMZ reports 43-year-old Derek Fisher got down on one knee.
Oh, the basketball guy.
Yeah.
He got beat up by her ex-husband.
Yeah, okay, so Matt Barnes, Gloria Govan is, I believe how you say it, were married. They have twin boys together. Something happened, and Derek started dating her, and I believe that she was still kind of seeing Matt.
Yeah.
Long story short, they just got engaged.
So you think Matt should give him an engagement ass-whooping again?
I think so.
All right, everybody, it's time to get back to the countdown. Thanks for sticking with us. It is time for the number 8 song on the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show. Run it down, Maisha.
All right, you guys, coming in at number 8.
Stokely. The song is called Organic.
Yeah.
See how we cover for each other?
Yeah, I appreciate your back. I was turning the page.
I got your back,
I
girl.
Appreciate it.
I got your back. It's number 8 song, Stokely, formerly with what group?
Mean Condition.
Look at you. Look
Woo,
at you. I love it when you know what
too.
You're talking about, girl. It's number 8 song. Stokely is out on his own. He always said he broke up for creative differences.
Mm.
And I love it when they say, hey, we'll get back together someday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, wait on it, man. Here we go. The number 8 song on the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show. Say it, my.
Watch out, Dana.
All right, everybody, you listen to the J. Anthony Brown. Do I sound like I'm puking? Now, you know what puking is, right?
No.
It's when radio jocks, if you go across this country.
Oh, yes.
If
okay,
you
go
travel
ahead.
Across the country, you hear jocks. They talk like this, all right? It's
about, you don't sound like you're puking.
Yeah.
But you do a great impression.
We're doing the big job. You're the big M.O. We're rocking and rolling in the big. So I don't sound puking.
No, but that was really good.
That's puking.
You might want to puke a couple times.
Love is love.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Bitterman dedication lines are open. Call us up at 1-800-260-5589.
Got time for that.
1-800-260-5589.
The Beyonce segment.
It's not the Beyonce segment. When did this become the Beyonce?
I don't know, Jay.
It's a Bitterman dedication. Yeah. We read your letter. And we give you a Beyonce song.
That's it.
Why Beyonce?
Because Beyonce has a love answer for everything.
What we got, Maisha?
All right, you guys. This letter is coming out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. They listen to us on WJFZ
B96.9. I'm puking right now.
You're puking right now. I love it. All right. Hello, Bitterman. My boyfriend and I are about to have our 3-year anniversary, but I wish there was more between us to celebrate. Oof, that sounds bad.
That ain't even starting up. That's
horrible. At first, I'm...
All right, everybody, you're listening to the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show, where each and every week we do what? We count down the top 10 R&B jams in the country. It is time for The Fastest Gainer. The Fastest Gainer is a song that's moving up the chart the fastest.
Yeah.
Henceforth, the name, The Fastest Gainer.
Woo!
What song is it this week?
Johnny Gill has a
Johnny
new one.
Johnny Gill? Off of the same album?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Johnny Mills.
Johnny
yeah. Mills.
It's called What Is This?
I think it's a plate of food. Watch out there now.
It's the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show.
It is time for the white jam I like.
I love this segment. It doesn't matter who you are or what lifestyle you live. You can be as militant as anything.
Yeah.
You still have your favorite white song. So this week's white jam is what, Maisha?
This week's white jam, Jay, Taylor Swift. I don't know, Jay.
Like
September?
The September song.
But you don't redo Earth, Wind, and Fire if you're Taylor Swift.
But that's the beauty of art.
No.
When you put when you put art out there, it's to be changed and twisted. If that was the case, we wouldn't have any rappers. Look how they change music in bar. We got this segment, and this came from that. So he's still shaking his head. Huh?
I feel so offended by this, but I'm probably just being emotional. I mean, she's a great singer. If she put this song out first, you know what? Why don't you guys just take a listen and then tell us what you
think? Let us know.
Do you remember the 28th night of September?
All right, Jay, Pulitzer Prize. Now, Kendrick Lamar.
Isn't that cool?
Straight out of the CPT.
Straight out of Compton.
The Hub City. Kendrick Lamar is the first rapper in history to receive a Pulitzer Prize.
Are you kidding?
He's 30 years old.
Wow.
He is doing the damn thing.
That's great. You know,
how you asked me? Can he get it? Yes, he can. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding.
We have a segment on the show.
It's not a segment.
Maisha will ask me who would you give it to, and then I'll ask her, can he get it? So she, and especially who can get it. So Kendrick Lamar can get it.
Yes.
All right. Then,
absolutely.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the countdown. It's time for the number 3 song. Run it down, Maisha.
Bruno. He broke a record early April as the man with the most number ones ever in Billboard's 27-year history.
The most number one song.
Ever as a male artist.
I bet that's what he likes. Huh?
Yeah, I bet he does. That's that 24 karat magic.
I bet he got finesse for
show. Yeah, speaking of finesse, we're about to play it right now. It's the number 3 song.
It's the number 3 song on the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show. Watch out, Dana, featuring Cardi B.
J. Anthony Brown murders the hits.
What you got against John Legend?
I don't have nothing against John Legend. I'm just not into his music. Do me a favor. You know that I don't like the song. Not for a second. 'Cause even 1 second's too long. No. Don't make me jump out this car. Don't give a damn if I get hurt. I can live with the scars. I get nauseous when he starts. I need earplugs, please, while I'm in the car. You know that I can't stand a Legend song. I need you to turn it down. Ralph, that's all I ask. Keep it way down till this song is over. We're not gonna fight about it. I want you to turn it down.
It's time for the Trending Report and the Word of the Week with Uncle Ricky and Tabitha on the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show. It's time for the Trending Report with my niece, Tabitha.
Yes.
Hey, Uncle Ricky. So last week's phrase was collecting receipts, and this week's phrase is snatching wigs and edges. So that basically means you're surprised, but in a good way. You really weren't ready for what was about to happen.
Get past the people, get past the people.
It's time for the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show Flashback. Flashback.
J. Anthony Brown, what kind of flashback song you got for us today?
All right, everybody, you're listening to the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show, where each and every week we count down the top 10 R&B jams in the country. It is time for the flashback segment of the show. This is where we take a movie, we play a clip from the movie, and then we play a song that was in that movie. Now, it's normally a movie that Maisha has never seen.
Usually. Yeah.
But you saw this one, right?
Of course.
What movie is this, Maisha?
All right, you guys, this movie came out in 1998, starring Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. It's called Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I think this was his first film with Jackie Chan. He did a great job in this movie. So he did a good job. All right, what's the clip and what's the song?
The clip is the famous phrase... You understand the words that are coming out
you
of my
mouth? You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
Man, nobody. Yeah, you know that one. It had a budget of $35 million and it made $244.4 million.
Which is why they made Rush Hour 74. Wow. Like go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. All right. What's the song?
Another Part of Me, Michael Jackson.
It's just another part of me.
Can you see it? You're just another part of me.
All right, everybody, you are listening to the J. Anthony Brown Radio Show, where each and every week we do what? We count down the top 10 R&B jams in the country. Riding shotgun is my girl, Samaya of Isha. On the phone right now, because it is time for the J. Anthony Brown Spotlight. Who do we have on the phone, Maisha?
We got Potosha's story from the movie Acrimony calling in.
Am I saying your name right? Potosha? Is that how you pronounce it?
No, it's Tosha. The P is silent.
Oh, the P is silent.
Tosha.
The P is silent, okay, like all right. Pneumonia.
People do that all the time, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm used to it. Well, I've been called worse,
You're talking to one girl who has a college degree and the other guy who stayed back in the sixth grade, so you're lucky. All right, you know what's missing from this show? My good friend, Bailey. Bailey will be here next week. Bailey is Maisha's daughter, who just learned to say, "What's up, dinner?" So I don't know what Maisha's going to come up with.
Jay, I don't talk about my kids much, but I have to tell you a story. We went bowling with some family members that we don't usually see last weekend, and my grandpa was there, and his nephew, who's my mom's age, he's about 50, was really excited and started playing with Bailey. They had just, it was the first time they met, and so there was some music on, and he like danced at her like he was going to do a dance battle. We were not expecting her to dance back, so that was cute, right? Then he danced again, and she looked at him, sized him up, and she jumped into the splits.
She did the splits?
Yeah, I didn't know she could do the splits. I was so nervous. But she made the whole bowling alley go wild. It was great.
Dude,
yeah.
That's so cool,
it's
man.
It's funny.
Well, I got a shock out of when she made the video and said, "Watch out there now."
Watch out there now.
So Bailey's going to be our in and out person for next week, y'all. Please, please, please. All right, it's time for the number one song in the country on the Jay Anthony Brown Radio Show. But before we give you the number one song, tell everybody where they can follow us at, where they can see us at, and where they can go. Here's some Jay Anthony
Brown. Super excited that we're working on a new website for this show alone.
Just for the show.
But in the meantime, you can check this show out on the iHeartMedia app or iHeart.com. Jay has his own channel. So just type in Jay Anthony Brown and you can hear this show 24/7.
Not only can you hear this show, you can hear Maisha's show. You can hear Niel's show.
Yes.
And we're looking for other shows to put on that channel. We got 2 hours. And if it works out, we'll get more hours to put stuff up there. I'm trying to put my own studio together, so we'll have people to come in and broadcast.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. Yeah. Thanks for our heart for doing that for us. So, all right, everybody, do we take a break and play the number one song?
We're going to play the number one song right now.
That's what I was going to. I'm testing you. I'm always testing you. It's time for the number one song in the country. Across the country, this is number one.
Yes.
What's the number one song?
Coming in at number one. I love this song, and he's on the top again. It's Bruno Mars with Finesse featuring Cardi B.
See you guys next week. Watch out there now. Watch out there now.